Wordle is a tag cloud generator. That's to say that it takes a bunch of text, it then counts up the number of occurrences of each word in that text, and then displays a graphic in which the size of the word that's displayed in the graphic indicates the frequency with which it occurred in the passage that you pasted into Wordle. May not have been the first tag cloud generator, but it's certainly the one that came to prominence quite early as being useful in education. It is fairly straightforward to use. You don't need to create an account, which is quite important, although that does make finding the Wordles that you've created perhaps a little bit more problematic. Each Wordle that's created has a specific URL, and since you don't have an account, you need some way of recording and remembering the URL of the Wordle that you generated. How do you do that? Well, it's simply a matter of going to the Wordle page, clicking on Create, and then pasting in some text, or pasting in URL of a page where some text is located elsewhere on the web. And then Wordle does its thing, and it works out, as I said, based on the frequency of words that occur. You've got some options to edit the final product, so you can edit the language. So you can remove common words, some of the basic words like the and if and so forth. You can change the color of the font. You can change the layout of the words, so they can all be horizontal, all be vertical, a mixture of both. They can be at funny angles. And then when you're finished, it's just a matter of saving the evening product to the gallery, and then it stays on the web. And that's where you need to remember the URL so that you can get back to it in the future. It's not particularly interactive in the same way that some are, but as far as functionality is concerned, it's not so much about the final product and what it looks like. Although, if you're going to use Wordle as a starting point rather than an end point, and by that I mean, if you were to present a Wordle to some students, rather than it just being a pretty picture, it could be about what does this text say about the original passage. So, do the prominence of the words give you any clues as to the significance of those words within the passage? Does it tell you some important themes very quickly? Can you see what's significant? Is it a way of doing an amazingly quick scan of a large body of text for meaning and interpretation? And it's those kinds of things which you offer to your students as a way of learning. So it's not about them producing pretty Wordles, it's about them interrogating.